Well, that came as a bit of a surprise. That was the you caught there the tail end of a train thundering past me on the road that I'm standing on now. I'm standing on a road in the locale of where... can you say locale of where? Maybe you can't. Well, the vicinity of the Fiona Dunn residence. And having a walk. Fans need to spend rather urgently. You're looking over there. Shall we see what's over there, Fans?
Wait there. Wait. Hang on, find the curb. Wait there. Wait there, find the curb. Yeah, just wait, Fans. That's what we do when there's a car coming, I believe.
No traffic a minute ago, this is not fair. San Francisco. Good boy. Where are we going then? This seems towards the railway. Ooh. Okay. There's a bridge. Hang on. There's a sign at the bottom of the bridge. Let's see if I can read it.
Come back. Come back. Handy. Just come here a moment, please.
Let's see. No chance. Just in case it said, this bridge is only for special people, in which case I'm definitely going over it. Come on, Vance, let's go. Come on, leave it. Oh, you're weeing again. I think poor Vance has been hanging on a fair bit overnight. I didn't realise. And he's so far done four wees on this walk. I think the railway line here is the one between Worcester and Droitwich Spa. All right,
hang on. Come on then, let's go then.
Come on, keep going.
Come on, keep going, Vance.
I know it probably smells gorgeous, doesn't it? Just hope I can remember the way back. Right, come on then, Vance. Steady for me. Steady. Steady. Oi, oi, oi. Steady. Good boy. It's not nice steps, I must say. They're very small. Okay, we'll come out of the little pathway. Find the way, Vance, come on, find the way. Find the way. I don't know if my agitated voice actually lends much to the situation. Oh, now the path either carries on or it goes left. Where should we go? Should we try left, Vance? Come on, let's try left. See where we end up. Ooh, exciting. Find the way, Vance. Come on, find the way. Right, so we've come out in another housing estate. Of which there seem to be quite a few here. What I'm going to try and do is wind my way back towards the main road, which I think is to my right by some way. Anyway, I didn't begin this boo in order to mumble at you about me getting lost in Worcestershire. I get it because I've just been listening to VI Podcasting, Paul, and Claire Randall, talking about seductive adverts, and particularly the VIP e-cigarette one, which, go on, Vance, I mean, listen to their boo for the full details, but basically the advert has drawn a certain amount of criticism owing to an interpretation of what the voiceover on the advert is saying. And the thing that I wanted to comment on, though, was the question that Paul and Claire flirted with for a moment, which was whether visually impaired people, not seeing or not seeing very well the image on a screen, do we have a different experience of adverts? Are they more likely to make us buy a product? Are they less likely? Do they have a different effect on us? Ford runs. Yeah. Somebody seems to have grown a bush across the bank. We don't want to go that way, do we? That's running into a driveway. And right runs. This is where I find that all roads lead to nowhere. No, and that road doesn't lead anywhere either. Okay, left runs. Right, find the curb then. Okay, we could be lost in this sort of classical cul-de-sac forever. I was, incidentally, change the subject for a moment. I don't know if I was reading it or hearing it on the radio. Anyway, there was something on, it was on the radio. It was, on Radio 4. And it was about how the sort of modern housing estate has grown up, which is basically there's a plot of land that's identified off a feeder road, and then in order to make as much money as possible, the developers filled it with roads that were basically designed to enable a dustbin lorry to come up, do a three-point turn and go back down. So you get these... Ooh, oh yeah, gone then, Vance. Little snickets. I'm going to be totally lost. I don't care though, I like getting lost, it's fun. Basically end in these sort of snake mouth points. So there's a little, we have a cycle trap there, straight on the front. A sort of chicane thing. And straight on the front, let's go. And the curb. The curb. Come on. Come on, on you go. Oh, it's something completely different now. It's got an older ceiling building. On you go, Vance. Come on you go. Right. Stand, get in. Okay, no, we're okay. Okay, get over. We're coming up to the main road, I think. Can you find a curb, Vance? There's a curb. Good boy, well done. Good boy. And this has to be the joint which road, I think. Has to be, I think.
What kind of language is that?
All right, let's go left front. Let's extend this walk a bit further. And we've popped out. Because it's quite fun just exploring. On you go. I've done too many tangents, I can't remember what I was talking about now. Snake mouth cul-de-sacs. Yeah, so basically that you get these sort of uniform cul-de-sacs all over the country, which have been designed in order to fill in a space and enable a dustbin lorry or other vehicles, I suppose, to drive in and drive out again. And they were talking about how actually progressive contractors are now looking at how they can actually build communities and that they build green space into it, that the roads have meaning to them, they go somewhere, there are avenues and boulevards and other such streets as opposed to roads, streets for living on. That means something to people, that their names, their labels mean something. So anyway, that was just, that thought was triggered by getting lost in a cul-de-sac just now. I haven't the faintest clue where we are, you know. But it's quite fun. It'd be quite funny if I end up in Droitwich. Straight on, Hound. Mind you, I think Joint Lich is about 3 miles away, so that's probably not going to happen. Or if it does, I'm going to be pretty dead at the end of it. Good boy, Handy. Are you still in the toilet? Because you're pulling me again. Good lad, Handy. Okay, should we just stand here? Yeah? Find the curb. There's a curb. Good boy. In fact, let's go down here a little bit. Find left. See if we can spend you, Handy. Okay, now find right. That's it. Come on then, busy boy. Busy, busy. And we're all being poor vans. You've been hanging on. Okay. Back to the original subject. Visually impaired people, or... Well, let's broaden it out. People who experience different aspects of an advert. So there could be people with a visual impairment who experience... Hello. Wait there, Vance. Wait, hey, come back. Forward, Vance. If you have people who have a focus, particularly on the audible element in the advert, people with hearing impairments who will have a... Oh, great. Straight on, Vance. Straight on, Vance, come on. Sorry. Come on, Vance. Come on, Vance, you're not helping by looking over your shoulder. Yes, people with hard of hearing have hearing impairments, having a focus on the visual elements. And then I suppose there's a whole range of different experiences and interactions depending on other abilities or disabilities or interests that people have. So there probably isn't one experience of an advertisement to be had in the same way that there isn't one interpretation of a book. If there was one interpretation of a book, then it would rather ruin the whole industry of writing book reviews and of then sitting on front row or the programme that follows Newsnight on a Thursday and discussing their various merits. This paper is getting very narrow. Hang on, Vance. I don't know if Vance, stand, please. Sorry, I know I hadn't told you to stand. It's a bit too narrow to walk down, I think. I think we're going to have to go back. So try a little bit further. All right, can you go for a moment? I'm going to walk very close to you, but don't you push me out into the road. Keep over. Over. That's it, good boy. All right, it's widening a bit. I might not get mown down just yet, then. People must think I'm mad. Thankfully, nobody's asked me where I'm going yet. There's always this sort of... I'm going off on another tangent, but... I always find that there's this expectation that if you're visually impaired, that you're going somewhere. You can't be just going for a walk, which I like doing. There you go, Handy. Well, we're out in sort of... all sort of something approximating countryside now. The field to my left. Keep over, Vance. Over. Right, all right, all right. Hey, stand. Sorry. I'll try and think of the right words to say to you, Vance. Okay, we're going to stand because I think it's going to be dangerous to continue. So we're going to turn around here. We're going to turn around and go back and probably meet the other doggy. Just give them a moment. At least you're going to be on the roadside now, so I'm going to be pushed through all the bushes. Right, okay, so we're going to go. We're going to go, Foundy. Right. So, I'm sort of following this argument where it takes me, and I may end up somewhere different from where I expected it to take me. But the straight on, Vance, a bit like this road, really.
Well, good metaphor. No, it's an analogy. Oh, God, I'm bending up. It's an analogy, not a metaphor. I can't speak. So we've sort of run up to the point of sort of thinking, can a piece of media, can an advertisement, whether, well, I think we're particularly talking about television adverts here, but are they ever interpreted by two people in the same way, regardless of disability, etc. I'm thinking probably not, that everybody has different life experiences and everybody will come at it in a slightly different way. So how does the advertiser, I can tell I'm not in marketing, how does an advertiser target an advert so that it reaches the people that they want it to reach? I think we'll leave that one sitting there, and I'm going to go back just for a moment to the issue of audio and focusing on one element over the other. Straight on, Vance. So I think as a visually impaired person who can see a bit, but doesn't see the television particularly clearly. Not enough to work out what's on it, really. Clearly, there are those adverts that, when I watch them, you want to cross over, do you? I don't think we will cross over here, actually, Vance. We'll keep going. Come on, get straight on. You're a good boy, though, for thinking of that. But those adverts, obviously, where you get to the end and you think, what on earth was the product? Because it was presumably written in titles. Vance, why am I humming? Come on. Good boy, you knew really. Good boy. Well done for waiting. Good boy. Forward. Come on, on we go. Can you find the curb? Well, here's the curb, Houndy. Come on. Don't lose your confidence. Get on. Come on. Good boy. Come on. Here we go. Good lad. Good boy. You're doing very well this morning, Vance. Thankfully, Vance is excited, as excited about exploring as I am. So we both enjoy having a little wander. I've completely lost my thread. So there are those adverts which clearly don't work, where it's reliant on text on screen. But are there others where where one could take a different interpretation by not seeing the visuals, maybe still understand the advert, but know what the product is, but somehow not feel as close to that product. Ow, bush, low-flying bush, as others who can see the visuals might be. So it might be something like a chocolate bar, where a visual might show the velvety caramel center, which on you go, Vance. Ah, that was a post office. Which might not be given away by the sound. So it also begs the question, I'm sort of wandering, meandering now, but
Is there a missed market out there? I mean, there are... Wait for us. Forward. Straight on. Not today. Not today. We're going to go straight on this time, Vance. Come on. On we go. Yeah, that must be where we came out. Come on. Let's go. Good boy. There are 2 million people in the UK with some form of visual impairment. Is there a large chunk of people who are not being embraced by adverts in the same way as others? I've sort of lost the thread of my argument. I hope you've enjoyed listening to me getting lost in my own thoughts. Can be fun sometimes. Lost in my own thoughts and lost on this rather busy road in Worcestershire. Let me go, big doggy. Straight on, good boy. A squeaky car there. Instead of stating the obvious. I'd say I'm absolutely starving now, so I think we shall go back to the Fidden residence and inquire after some nourishment. Which is a euphemism for get it myself. On you go, Vance. Straight on, hound. I'm only joking for you if you hear it. When you hear it. Right, I think we may be recrossing the railway. That's a good sign. I guess I'm going in roughly the right direction. I've got a very dry throat. Yeah, well, I'm probably going to finish this boob when I get a bit further up here. Find the way, Houndy. I think we'll go around the corner a bit, shall we? Okay. Yeah, that's it. Good boy, that's much better, Vance. Wait there. Forward. Find the curb, big dog. Good boy. Well done, Houndy. Okay, can we just pause here a second, Vance? You just wait for a moment. And I shall stop this boo. And start another one. Think of something else to... Vance, leave it. Leave it. Leave it! Vance, why have you become the most disobedient guide dog in the world? What have I done?